This patient has a diagnosis of medullary thyroid carcinoma or medullary thyroid carcinoma. It is associated with amyloid on biopsy, which stains apple green birefringence with Congo red. And it's also, this cancer is also associated with parafollicular C cell hyperplasia. These are the cells of the thyroid gland that produce calcitonin. Okay. So these are of neural crest origin. That's really high yield. When we talk about the thyroid gland, the follicular cells, which make the T3 and T4, the actual thyroid hormone, those are endodermal origin. But the parafollicular C cells that produce calcitonin, those are of neural crest origin. So if you're asked about this cancer, medullary thyroid carcinoma, you need to know neural crest cells. That's a buzz term. Also, parafollicular C cells, that's a buzz term. Calcitonin's a buzz term. Apple green birefringence, Congo red stain, amyloid, okay, all of these terms, high yield for medullary thyroid carcinoma. So, this, as I just said, calcitonin is often elevated in the patient's serum because of parafollicular C cell hyperplasia seen with this cancer. The mechanism of calcitonin is inhibition of osteoclast activity, okay? Students, a high yield point is students often erroneously think that calcitonin's mechanism is the opposite of PTH. In other words, PTH functions to increase blood calcium levels by inducing bone resorption. So when you ask about the mechanism of calcitonin, students will often say, "Oh, like doesn't that put calcium back into the bone?" No, it doesn't. It merely inhibits osteoclast activity, which caps off the amount of calcium that will leach out of the bone when serum calcium is already high, okay? So that's a high yield mechanism to know calcitonin inhibits osteoclast activity. And tangential is that bisphosphonates, such as alendronate, pharmacologic agents that can be used for osteoporosis, they and also hypercalcemia, these agents also inhibit osteoclast activity. So similar mechanism as endogenous calcitonin. Now, medullary thyroid carcinoma, it can be hereditary, not associated with MEN2A and 2B. But so if you get a question where they just say like, "Oh yeah, patient's dad and brother had thyroid cancer," and they give you no other information, and they just say, "What's the diagnosis in this patient who has a thyroid cancer?" The answer is medullary thyroid carcinoma. Okay, so it can be hereditary via a RET gene mutation, chromosome 10, but not associated with MEN2A, 2B. And then, of course, it can be associated with MEN 2A, 2B, multiple endocrine neoplasia syndromes. So MEN2, both of those are going to have medullary thyroid carcinoma and pheochromocytoma. And then MEN2A will have a parathyroid hyperplasia or adenoma. And then MEN2B will have your mucosal neuromas and marfanoid body habitus. So that's medullary thyroid carcinoma. Okay. And so answer is obviously inhibition of osteoclast due to elevated calcitonin in the serum. Looking at the wrong answers here, maintenance of corpus luteum, that's beta HCG. Choice C, myelin development in neonates would be thyroid hormone T3, T4. That's probably a distractor for students who aren't sure about, because you're like, "Ooh, wow, like, you know, it's a thyroid cancer, you know," and that's what thyroid hormone does, okay? So incretinism, which is congenital hypothyroidism, usually due to iodine deficiency in endemic areas, you will have mental retardation because of failure of adequate myelin development. Okay, so thyroid hormone is necessary for myelin development, bone development, general metabolism. Choice D, stimulation of Leydig cells, that refers to luteinizing hormone, LH. And that, of course, Leydig cells are in males. In females, it's theca interna cells, okay, just Leydig cell equivalent. And then choice E, stimulation of Sertoli cells in males, refers to FSH, follicle stimulating hormone. In females, the equivalent is granulosa cells, okay. That's it.